Hey, dear. Yes, it's me. I'm gonna need you to come up to my office right away. Yes, I know it's about to be your lunch break. I'll order something for you. It's very urgent. So I expect you'll be here soon. Top floor. Yes, you're familiar. All right, dear. See you soon.
Ah, perfect timing. Close the door. Lock it. I have something very important to discuss with you. No, you've been doing very well. And I'm not just saying that because of our off-hours activities. Ever since I got promoted and had you on my team, you've done very well. Not that you were doing poorly before, but I really think you've blossomed under my management, don't you think? How are you feeling in your current position? Yes. Everything's still going well for you on your floor? I just hate that I can't be there with you every moment like I was before. Do let me know if anyone's troubling you. I have the power to take care of that now. Well, I have the official power, I should say. Good. Well, let me know if that changes. Thank you, it is nice. Not the corner office I was hoping for, but definitely not too shabby. Close to the elevator. All mahogany. And completely soundproofed. You know, for privacy on conference calls. And the desk is a bit much. But it's sturdy at least. Speaking of which, I wanted to get your help with something in regards to that desk. Well, you see, I have had the most stressful morning. Been in 5 different meetings talking about the most boring things. And I just needed a little pick-me-up before we all go to lunch. Do you think you could help me with that? What does it have to do with the desk? Well, everything. You see, this desk is really getting me down. It's just been the source of so much boring work today. And I want to be able to associate it with something more fun. Otherwise, I'm going to be bored to tears. So I was thinking, why don't I just why don't I call my favorite employee up here and have them sit on it. I just need your help breaking it in. You always look so flustered. Take your clothes off. I told you, my office is completely soundproofed. It's one of my special requests. And they were in no hurry to say no to me. It's pretty hard to say no to me, isn't it? Come on, take them off. Unless you want me to do it. But I am going to do it slowly. And we don't have much time, so if you leave it up to me, you might not get to come before lunch starts. That's what I thought. Pants too. God, you're so gorgeous. Come over here. I need to touch you. No. Not on my lap. There'll be time for that later. On the desk, facing me. With your legs open like this. Cute little gasp. Do you like it when I spread you nice and wide like this? Almost feel what's about to happen. Been able to have you much in the new office. Yes, except for on the rug the other night. But that hardly counted, did it? It was so fast. And then we had to go. Didn't have time to fully appreciate this beautiful body. These lips. That little spot on your neck. Yeah, the one that makes you do that. Be careful grabbing at me, dear. You don't want your work wife looking all disheveled, do you? There'll be plenty of time for that after work. For right now. I just want to work out some of this stress on you. Is that okay? Mm. so fucking hot like this. Nothing keeping me from letting my fingers trail down your body. And move right here between your legs. No, I think I'm just gonna touch you really gently for right now. I like the way you buck into my hand when I do. Look at you, so excited. I bet you've been worked up ever since you saw my number on your phone. Am I right? That's what I thought. That should make it really easy to edge you then. No complaining. That's it. Push into my hand. Goodness. You're already so close. Just from a few kisses and feeling me whisper in your ear. You really are the cutest. I love how sensitive your body is to me. It's okay, honey. You can moan. Moan for me. I love hearing you. There you go. Doesn't that feel good? Don't you want to feel... Don't you want to feel how good it would be to let go all over my fingers? Oh, that got you excited. Not without permission, though, because you're good. You're so good. You would never... Not without me saying that you can, right? So sweet. Just enjoying my touch. Holding yourself back. I'm not done playing with you yet. You don't have to do anything. Just sit back and obey me. Fuck. The sight of you makes this whole stressful morning worth it. Like this. Squirming, needy on my desk. Stay right there. Don't move. I'm just gonna push my chair back. Fuck. so I can get a better look at you. Maybe even... get a better taste of you. Keep your legs nice and wide. I don't want to just worship you with my words. And tell you how hot you are. I want to show you with my tongue. I can taste how close you were earlier. Are you gonna get to the edge for me again? If I move like this, maybe flick my tongue right here. I think I've almost found all of your spots. The ones that drive you crazy. And you're so much fun to tease. Moan for me. Show me how badly you want to come. You sound so wonderful when you're begging me. Don't hold back. Just for one more minute for me, right? You can edge for me for just a little longer. Just one more minute here. You can do it. You're so good for me. Come in my mouth. I'm not gonna let a drop of this cum go to waste, all right? So press yourself into my lips. I told you it wouldn't spill a drop. Can't have anything getting on my new desk, after all. Come here. I want you to taste yourself on my lips. Much better than a supply closet, huh? I have a feeling we're gonna have quite a few of these lunch meetings from here on out. Unless you have any objections. I didn't think so. All right. Put your clothes back on. We're going somewhere nice for lunch. How about that restaurant on the corner? Oh no, darling. Nothing's too good for you. Not now that you've got me. Get dressed. And quickly, too, otherwise you're gonna be helping me break in the chair, too.